Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear words from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, the new year is barely 2 weeks old. I wonder how many people have long forgotten their New Year's resolutions. Well, as we discussed last week on our call, one of the most common resolutions of 2018, according to the studies, is to live life to the fullest. And we decided last week that since it is such a popular resolution, we as believers would do well to be equipped in order to help our friends and our family members who may indeed be looking for how to live life to the fullest this year, and to help them with what that really looks like. So we've begun a study of 10 priorities for living life to the fullest found in Paul's letter to the Philippians. Now, if you know anything about Paul's writing at this time to his friends in Philippi, you'll know that there's a little bit of irony in the fact that Paul is writing about living life to the fullest when he is himself in prison in Rome as he's writing to his friends in Philippi. You know, some people might wonder about what does he know about that? But indeed, Paul does know that living life to the fullest is not limited to present circumstances when you're a child of the King. Let me say that again. Living life to the fullest is not limited to present circumstances when you're a child of the King. How great is that for each of us to hear today? You know, no matter what our present circumstances, we are still able to live our lives to the fullest when we are in Christ. So, last week we began with priority number one for living life to the fullest, which is master your mindset. And our verse last week was Philippians 4:8, which happens to be our verse for all of 2018. So we started there last week. Priority number one for living life to the fullest is to master your mindset, how you think. And Philippians 4:8 is our anchor verse for that. Paul writes, "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and praiseworthy." That's how we master our mindset. That's priority number one for living life to the fullest. Today, let's take a look at the second priority that Paul wrote about for living life to the fullest, and that is grow in gratitude. Grow in gratitude. You know, in the midst of Paul's sufferings, he was locked up in a nasty, cold, dark, wet Roman prison with a death sentence hanging over his head, all because he had been preaching of Christ Jesus. In the midst of his sufferings, Paul writes to encourage his dear friends back in Philippi because they too were suffering under the daily threats that they were, because they were Christians. And so they were fearful every day, though not in prison like Paul. They still had those daily threats hanging over their head. Well, Paul, again, sitting in prison, wanted to remind his friends that no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the challenges were, they could still express gratitude for each other and for their partnership and fellowship together in the Lord. And so that's how he begins this letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, starting with verse 1 and going to verse 11. Paul writes, "Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Oh, it's right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ Jesus to the glory and praise of God." Can you imagine writing such encouraging words back to your family and friends when you yourself are suffering so? Boy, it might be hard to muster those kinds of encouraging words even when you're sitting in a beautiful living room, comfortable, as you might be today. My word. Well, you know, just thinking about his friends, being reminded of his friends back in Philippi, of the great times that they had together years earlier, that brought Paul joy, just thinking about those memories. And Paul wanted his friends to have joy also, even in the midst of their challenges. You know, gratitude was the focus, and joy was the result. Gratitude was the focus, and joy was the result. Gratitude for friendships and fellowship and for partnering in the cause of Christ superseded the circumstances and the challenges. And as gratitude grows, joy increases and hope increases as well. Paul reassures them that God has not forgotten them, that he will continue the work in them, in their lives. So they are to be glad and rejoice even though the present circumstances are really tough and really challenging. God has not forgotten them, and he continues to work in them. Well, you know, we each have opportunity today to look at our lives, at the circumstances and the challenging times. We can look at the circumstances and the challenges with grumbling or with gratitude. It all depends on our perspective. Grumbling or gratitude? Well, what will it be today? You know, we can be grateful that as a child of the King, he is with us and doing a work within each of us, and that he will continue that good work in each of us. How good it is to let Paul's words encourage us like it did his Philippian friends, and to remember that we are each partnering with each other as sisters in Christ to encourage each other in prayer, to be grateful for each other. That brings each of us joy, joy. So what's it going to be? As you look at your circumstances today, it may be just fine. But, you know, right around the corner could be a challenge. Or maybe that, you know, you're facing a challenge right now. Whatever it is it grumbling or gratitude? See, it's all our choice. It's all about the perspective that we have. Paul didn't look at his circumstances. He looked at the Lord. He looked at the memories of his friends and those that he had so near and dear to his heart. He knew that they were praying as well for him and that they had challenges. So he wanted to be able to share encouragement with them. How good it is when we do that with each other. To remember that gratitude is the focus, and it brings joy to us. And then we can encourage each other. So it'll be growing in gratitude today as our second priority of how to live life to the fullest. So when someone asks, how do you live life to the fullest? How do we make the most of every day? How can they face this year and make it the best? We know the first priority is to master their mindset, and the second is to grow in gratitude. Well, thank you so much for listening today, and I pray that you received a message from God that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.